Jean Carriger, President of Capstone Marketing. I am happy to be talking today with Roland Williams, celebrity author, speaker, performance coach, and proud dad. This is the first Capstone conversation with a Super Bowl champion. I met Roland Williams at a chapter meeting of the National Speakers Association, and he is kind enough to join me today. Roland is a retired football tight end who played his college ball at Syracuse. He was selected in the 1998 NFL Draft by the St. Louis Rams. He was a multi-year starter and went on to win Super Bowl 34 in the Rams' victory over the Tennessee Titans. And Roland went on to play with several teams, including the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Oakland Raiders. In 2006, he had a career-ending knee injury, but his persona has labeled him as one of the most positive and energetic athletes in professional sports. He has received many awards for his charitable efforts, including the prestigious NFL Unsung Hero Award. It was a two-time Oakland Raiders Man of the Year Award, the Press Radio Club Pro Athlete of the Year Award, and a multi-year finalist for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. Roland has also been a sports analyst for many stations, including ESPN, NBC, NBC Sports, CBS. And now Roland is a motivational speaker, a trainer, and an author of three books, 365 Happy, The Simple and Funny Playbook for Happiness You Really Should Read ASAP, Happy in a Hurry, The 7 Simple Secrets to Happiness You Can Unlock in 60 Seconds or Less, and 365 Happy Poetry, The Journey. Roland, welcome to our Capstone Conversation.
I am so glad to be here, and we're only days away from the Super Bowl, which is a very sentimental and a happy time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start off that way. Tell me, what does it feel like to be a Super Bowl champion?
You know, in your life, you always have goals and objectives. And every time you pursue a goal, it's a dream, a task, no matter what it is. When you pursue it, you want to be successful. And the Super Bowl, for people who are professional athletes, is the end goal. It's the ultimate desire. It's the creme de la creme. And to get a chance to play in that game and to succeed in that game, it brings completion to a career for many. It gives you the sense of accomplishment that nothing else can compare to. So it's a phenomenal thing to do as a professional athlete, and I'm just happy for all the teams that get a chance to compete and try to win one.
Right, because it's something that you figure even when you started playing football as a kid, probably just a small number of football players that get that experience that you had. So, Roland, tell me about your happy mission.
Well, you know, in my life, I've had a chance to have a lot of what a lot of people can call success. You know, I've had a chance to make substantial living through professional sports, got education, traveled, been what people might call a celebrity for my job. I've had a lot of fun and done a lot of things, and people always assumed that because of that success that I was always happy as a person. And for most of my life, before I started getting into understanding what happiness really means, I would always say, you know, sure, I'm happy. But when one fateful night, you know, I actually got online and started investigating the true meaning of the word happiness, which means a feeling of well-being and contentment, I realized that there was much in my life that I was unhappy about. Moreover, when I started looking around at people who were close to me who were also, quote-unquote, successful, I realized that there was an epidemic of people who are unhappy with their lives. In fact, studies have shown that 2 out of 3 Americans are unhappy with some part of their lives. To me, this is a problem. And, you know, we talk about the obesity epidemic, and we talk about drugs, and we talk about all these other things that are hurtful to our society. it bothers me that the most important topic of them all to me, our overall well-being, is not at the forefront of everyone's mind. And so I went through some personal storms in my life, and these storms allow me to realize the most important things in life is not things or what people expect you to want in your life. It's about you have being comfortable with being who you are and what you love. And so happiness should be the ultimate priority. And so I was able to repurpose my life and not be driven off of the things like that sports, for example, driven off of accolades or off of statistics or measurables. I changed the measurables and began to realize that happiness is the objective. And when you're honest with what your happy place is, you can set a realistic and an honest roadmap to get there. Mm-hmm. And so I am as happy as I've ever been in my life. I'm a proud dad. I love it. I love what I do now in my life. And truly, happiness is the driving force.
Right. So why do you think that some people are happier than other people?
You know, it goes back to a similar premise to people with physical fitness. You know, we all know that being as healthy as you can be is the best way to live your longest and most fulfilling life. You know, there's some people who are, you know, might be uber obsessed with it, and you might see them with, like, you know, 6% body fat, and, mm-hmm. you know, it looks phenomenal. And then there's some people who are morbidly obese. The difference comes with the commitment and the actual goal, the end goal in mind. I believe that when it comes to happiness, we all can be the super uber fit 6% body fat person. We all have the ability to develop and to cultivate our happiness, just like people cultivate and shape their bodies. Mm-hmm. Just the way you shape your mind when you're going to get a degree or you're going to do anything else, you have an ability to impact your happiness the same way, but it takes a plan, it takes discipline and focus, similar to that when you're building up your body from a fitness perspective.
Now, on your website, you have information here about your 365 Happy Academy and what you called happiness fundamentals. And this list includes, you know, a lot of important things, one of which you've already mentioned, of goal setting. So you feel that when people set goals in what they'd like to achieve in their life, that goal setting helps them to be happier. Am I understanding that right?
Well, literally, it's actually goals for your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when we in a couple of my books, I talk about the concept of a chapter in the book 365 Happy that talks about compartmentalizing your life into various categories that are important to you. For me, for example, there was my the dad department, mm-hmm. my physical health department, my mental health department, you know, my relationships department, my career department. Each one of these departments in our lives has a current grade or a current place where it is. And if we're honest about it and we give ourselves a report card, we'll find more often than not that we're not we're not getting A pluses across the board. Any place that we're not getting A pluses across the board impacts our happiness in some form or fashion. What I believe is that if we set goals with those particular things specifically, that we will also at the same time incrementally improve our happiness quotient. And so, for example, I looked at myself as a father, and I gave myself a grade maybe a couple years ago as a C-plus dad. In my mind, I was a C-plus dad. I've seen dads who were A's, and I was impressed. I've seen that are F's, not so impressed. And I felt there was room to improve. Well, instantaneously it creates a goal. I would like to be an A dad. I would like to be an A dad. And once you set that goal, you can begin. And so goal setting is directly correlated to your happiness, especially when you set goals that are applied to the biggest principles, the major building blocks of your person.
Because another of these fundamentals, and actually it's listed first here, is accountability. And I know we've spoken a bit about, you know, my consulting work in the accounting profession. And accountability is a big word in that profession, especially when it relates to marketing and business development and goals or promises they may make in marketing and business development and how they could be accountable or perhaps the lack of accountability. Talk to me about the importance of accountability and how you've seen that work.
You know, that the word accountability has so many different meanings, and this, the 365 Happy Academy is going to be an environment to transform and to elevate individuals to be better teammates, to better individuals, to be better human beings. And accountability, there's the accountability that's from my sports career, where the accountability of having people be able to depend on you and you be able to understand what's necessary to deliver for your team for the greater good. But with the Happy Academy, accountability goes to a whole different level. And it's personal accountability to put your priority on trying to improve your happiness, your spirit of well-being and contentment throughout your day, throughout your life. Because when you become happier, this is why this really matters. When you become happier, research has shown that you become more adaptable, creative, dependable, energetic, engaged, flexible, focused, honest, mentally stable, physically healthy, proactive, productive, functional, organized. So said simply, an increase in happiness equals increases in your production and performance. So what business or what entity wouldn't want that? And so one of the things that people are missing, that people miss and businesses are missing is, I don't want to just make you happier for my workplace. I want to make you happier in your life. And it's going to ooze into my workplace. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does, because you've actually stolen another question, because I was going to ask you, how do we benefit from being happy? And you just gave us a whole list of fabulous ways that we can benefit.
Absolutely. And so the important thing is to say, hey, no, I want to help you become happier as an individual. I want to help you address and have a game plan, a blueprint to be accountable to yourself to say, improving my happiness is important for myself. And after it's important to myself, it's going to ooze over into my workplace. And so you want happy people around you, period. On every team that you play on everybody you eat next to in a restaurant. I mean, this is life. And I think that the more we focus on the end goal, the more we'll get the right people. I don't want people working for me that are unhappy people. Even though they could be great employees, if they're unhappy people, ultimately their long-term effects is going to have a negative, adverse impact on my organization.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, if I have a bunch of hardworking, happy people working for me, over the long haul, we have a chance for growth, for learning, for all these things. And you don't have to pay as much for people who are happy, by the way, because they're happy.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, I just saw a quote recently that said something like, if you look at everything negatively, you can't expect a positive outcome. And I thought that was so true, that we do need to look at the positive side of things, which I'm sure, you know, helps make a person happy.
Absolutely. And accountability is a commitment that I want to make myself happier. that that is something of value in my life. You know, happiness, the pursuit of happiness is what life's all about. And when you think about it and you go break down any job or anything you do, it's like, okay, I'd like to be a great accountant. Well, why? Well, because, you know, it was my profession in college. Okay, well, I studied in college. Well, great. Well, why? Well, because I want to make a lot of money. Well, why? So I can buy nice things. Well, why? So I can be happy. You see, it all ends the same place, no matter what you're doing.
Right.
It all ends with a feeling of well-being, contentment. And so all I like to do is teach people and help people make that connection and keep that self-perpetuating engine of happiness flowing throughout their lives, in the business world and in their personal lives.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, you've obviously, you know, through your career, you know, both in sports, you know, and outside of sports, worked with different types of people with different kinds of styles, and some were leaders, you know, with effective leadership styles. So talk to me about leadership and happiness and the impact that leadership may have on accountability, or is accountability in your mind a personal thing?
Well, I think that accountability and leadership are all interconnected. And there's leadership at different levels. There's leadership at the micro and macro level. You know, if you're, as an individual, you have to be a leader of one. And if happiness is not a priority for you as an individual, that's the first thing that we have to cultivate and develop, because there's a reason why. Mm-hmm. And when you delve into the reason of why, we begin to unlock some of our blockers, some of our things that hold us back, and the things that I mentioned about increased happiness and making yourself more productive and punctual and mentally stable and honest and focused. Well, the drill of unlocking your own personal happiness is going to create and develop the little leader in you. On a larger scale, people love to follow leaders who communicate a spirit of well-being and contentment. People who are calm, people who have the ability to feel good about what they're doing. There's nothing better than an energized, happy leader. You can just tell that the guy is happy where he is, man. And happiness, attitudes are contagious. And attitudes are contagious, and your actions are contagious, and your creativeness and all the things that come with it, being engaged and present in the moment. These are all things that as you get happier and learn how to live in the spirit of gratitude, learn how to go through your life and suck all the happiness out of it, which our training will help you do,
mm-hmm.
you can't help but see the end result in your daily business and professional leadership.
Right, right. Now, when we met, you had mentioned that, because, of course, I shared with you my work, you know, in the accounting profession, and you mentioned that accounting is one of the unhappiest professions. Do you know
Yes.
why that is?
I don't want to speculate. I guess I bet you there's a lot of accountants out there that could probably tell me. Unfortunately, it's also lawyers, you know, accountants, you know, financial advisors. You know, this is there's been a lot of research put in this one, and it's so interesting that, you know, a profession that has, again, so much prestige, these occupations that have so much prestige to them, the folks who do it every day in and day out, are inherently unhappy with so many parts of their lives. And to me, that's so unfortunate. And I think it's something that it gets me excited. I'm excited about creating a customized program to help the accounting universe improve their happiness incrementally. And I think that this incremental improvement of happiness will pay big dividends for accountants, for their ability to market, their ability to connect with other new customers, with current customers, to be able to be more efficient within their current team, There's so much room for improvement, and I think that happiness is the answer for a lot of organizations, and it's not that expensive, which makes it even better.
That's right. They'll like that too. So, Roland, if you had one piece of advice, you know, we've talked about a lot of great things here, and you know, for the benefit of our region listeners, you could find out a lot more information at RolandWilliams.com. What would you recommend as the first step if someone recognizes that their life could be happier? What's the first thing that they should do about that?
I think that the first thing that has to happen is an honest assessment. And until you take honest inventory of where you are in your life, by department, I think that you're missing a true snapshot of yourself. And there's a host of drills that our Happy Academy does. There's things inside of my books that give you the blueprint to take this process on. But you have to have courage to be confrontational and to believe you can be better despite your current happiness. This isn't about unhappy people. These are people that want to become happier. That's the point. It's not about morbidly obese people becoming, you know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, it's not that. Mm-hmm. It's about people who are functional, people who are happy in a whole lot of ways, just realize that they want to improve themselves and take it to the next level. And that's what our academy does, and that's sort of what my mission is, to help people take their happiness to a whole new level. And it starts with confrontation and honest assessment.
Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome. So if people are courageous enough, that's the first step that they could take.
Absolutely. You have to be courageous enough to want to go to a different level.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Wonderful. So we've talked a lot about happiness, but before we end, you knew this was coming. I need your Super Bowl prediction. Right? We've got the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers playing in New Orleans. Who do you think is going to win?
This is going to be an exciting game, let me tell you already. Both teams, in my opinion, are truly worthy of the game. Ray Lewis is a buddy of mine, and so I want him to win the game. But the 49ers are just so darn young and athletic, and they play so hard. To me, they're the better overall team, and I think the San Francisco 49ers are going to win the football game. I want the Ravens to win, but I just believe that the 49ers are going to win because that quarterback is so athletic. Good gracious.
Right, and this will be his 10th start as a quarterback, and he'll be playing in the Super Bowl.
That is amazing. That's just amazing. A great testament. Of course, the great storyline of two brothers coaching against each other.
Yes, that too. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just going to be a riveting game. I can't wait to tune in and watch it. And trust
right.
me, I'll be happy. I'll be happy no matter who wins.
That's right. Well, the way my luck has been going, each team that I root for loses. So I think I'll be better off not putting on tape who I'm rooting for. I don't want to jinx anybody.
That's awesome.
Well, we've been talking today with Roland Williams, author, speaker, coach, proud dad. Roland, thanks so much for your time today. It was a pleasure.
You guys are great. Thank you so much.